Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A slew of thefts from vehicles hit the south end of Northfield late Sunday into Monday morning. At 6 o'clock Monday morning, Northfield police received a call from a resident reporting suspicious activity. Officers apprehended two suspects inside their car with what appeared to be lots of stolen items. Police Chief Monty Nelson said they're still looking for more victims. There could be upwards of 30 vehicles broken into. If you believe you're missing items, call the non-emergency phone number. Nelson pointed out that none of the vehicles were locked. The suspects hit neighborhoods around Sibley School. The pair, who are not from Northfield, are not being named until formal charges are made. The full press release is on KYMNradio.net. Northfield Council took emergency action last night after an issue at the wastewater treatment plant late Monday night. City Administrator Ben Mardig explained that they'd been doing some maintenance when
we had a pipe plug failure that evening, so the alarms went off. Our staff responded to that. So we ended up in the basement of our wastewater plant having about 5 feet of partially treated wastewater that we had to have pumped out.
Engineer Dave Bennett said during the pumping process,
we did have one of the pipes come loose, and there was about 400 gallons of its partially treated wastewater that did spill onto the ground. No health concerns, no safety issues with staff. Everybody's okay.
The system was back up and running by 7 o'clock Tuesday morning. After closer inspection, the valves and some other electric components were damaged by water. While they're operating manually right now, many of those valves need to be replaced. The emergency action makes it possible for staff to immediately start negotiations with the contractor to get the work done. Mardig added that state statute requires an RFP process for expenditures over $100,000. However,
it's an emergency because if we ultimately had full failure out of our plant with some of these irregularities, if the system started to fail, could end up resulting in discharge of some of our wastewater into our waterways. So that's a public health risk.
The incident was noted to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Bennett commented on the equipment and cost.
For example, there's for these like gear actuators that are down there, there's 20 of them down there. You know, each one is $4,000 to $5,000 plus installation. So we're going to get over $100,000 right away when we start contracting to do some of these repairs.
It's estimated that cost will reach $200,000. They now have 21 days to get a full list of repairs necessary. Mardig said they have insurance adjusters coming to town today. The city is fully insured through the League of Minnesota Cities. Mardig explains more in his interview now posted on KYMNradio.net. Nominations are now being accepted for the 2018 Northfield High School Distinguished Alumnus Award. Principal Joel Lear said the qualifications include must have graduated at least 10 years ago and have a distinguished career in service, vocation, or avocation to their community, society, or humanity. Nominations will be accepted through February 23rd. Forms are available in the high school office or by calling 663-0630. And with snowfall predicted, Northfield Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman said he, along with Jenna Dardis and Barb Moore from the bus company, will be up and driving the roads at 4 tomorrow morning. They'll come back in, check an updated forecast, and look at the surrounding areas, then choose a course of action. Keep it on KYMN, both AM 1080 and FM 95.1, for any school delays or closures. News from around the state is next.